Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the snowplow drivers up there in Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and now Utah, especially you guys, and New Mexico, because you're going to get into it, too, as well as Oklahoma and Texas. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. Parler, we're there as the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out us on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, when will people get their stimulus checks?
Well, according to the White House, they could be getting the direct deposits as early as this weekend, basically.
Today.
That's what we hear, exactly. That's right.
And they're going to speed this up because it sounded like as if they want this all to be done by the end of the month. Now, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, Jen Psaki, and some Americans could see their money in their bank accounts as early as today and tomorrow. Now, if you did a 2019 tax return, your chances of getting the money, of course, are faster than they are as if you didn't. Because a lot of people that went, well, I didn't get a check, I don't know what's going on. It's because if you weren't in the system and you hadn't paid taxes for a while, like a lot of people that are retired on Social Security do, then guess what? You're the last ones to get the money.
Well, exactly right. But as you said, if you filed your tax return and if you have a direct deposit set up with the federal government for refunds, this kind of thing, basically you will get the money. If you're eligible for the money, you will get it the same way you got it before. That's
and, of course, the speed of the payments depends totally on several factors, including the IRS. So probably by the end of March, just about all of you will have your money, your $1,400 checks. Now, voters overwhelmingly support, Kyle, the COVID-19 relief bill that President Joe Biden signed into law, but most believe the $1.9 trillion package benefits Democratic-run states more than they do Republicans. And I'll give you an example. Florida, who has a deficit in money, who should be rewarded for having a deficit, the money that we would get is going to a state like New York or New Jersey that's way in the hole where they're spending to try to help them bail out.
Well,
or California.
Well, there's a reason why no Republicans voted for this COVID-19 bill, and that's because there's so much spending in it that has nothing to do with getting money to the people, putting in their pockets that they need to pay rent, mortgage, buy groceries, pay bills, that kind of thing. A lot of this does go to Democrat, interests. Basically, and so it's just been a gravy train for them at this point. They were able to get through what they wanted to get through, maybe they would have gotten some of it if they would have worked with President Trump back in the summer, but they didn't want to do that then.
And a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online survey finds that 59% of likely U.S. voters approve of the relief package that will send checks of as much as $1,400 to Americans hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, but 35% disapprove of it. That's kind of hefty.
Well, it really is. And again, because I think it's making its way out there that a lot of this money, I think the majority of the money that's slated in this bill, again, doesn't go to people who really need it, who need to have something to buy food with, basically. So again, it's all the politics. But also, Captain, the proof will be in the pudding, because what the Democrat administration now really needs to do is they need to focus on getting the economy reopened so that people can be self-sufficient, get their jobs back, or begin to make a better income again, and not simply focus on the idea of stimulus while needed for emergency purposes in one form or another. That's not the long-term solution.
Now, there was a milestone reached again yesterday in California with the recall effort for California Governor Gavin Newsom. What was that milestone?
Well, they've reached now over 2 million signatures, I think 2.1 million signatures, as we head towards what apparently is going to be a recall.
Okay.
Election, basically.
And have they been verified for the most part?
I know that they're in the process of doing that. One of the reasons why they wanted so many signatures was to give that buffer for the idea that some may not be verified or have to be thrown out.
And how about this LADA? What's his name? Gascon?
Gascon, yeah.
Gascon.
Gascon. Yeah.
Gascon. Okay. Gascon, mask on, jump on.
Right. Well, you know, he's basically. It is so antithetical to the normal role of the district attorney that it's really something to behold in Los Angeles.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we blast along on the overnight radio airwaves, live and in living color. On the weekend, many of you get this program at various times during the day, during the night. And we do record it live Saturday mornings at 2 a.m. here in Tampa, Florida. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And good morning to our friend Jenna, our ESPN reporter. Just chime in on the chat or on the private messenger and said hello. And she's up and doing whatever, the ESPN sports reporter that she is. Okay, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Autoglass America. And in the times that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, moi, the captain. Now they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Ocala, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas. They are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 put in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say? Where'd you go?
Autoglass America.
Ooh, that was a delay. All right, what'd you do? Get stuck in the button there?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's go back to something here. In lieu of all of this money that's being spent and whatnot, did you hear what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had to say?
What was that?
Tax increases will eventually come when the money is needed for priorities.
Ah, okay.
Code word for bend over, here it comes.
Oh, well, of course. Well, the Democrat Party elite, they love taxes, for one thing, and they love having the next big spending bill that will come out. And, yes, of course, there's going to be more taxes. We've seen it coming. We've been warning people, and now we're going to see that come true, unfortunately. And, Captain, at a time when we're coming out of COVID, when we're trying to get the economy restarted, it seems like the worst idea in the world to raise taxes for a very long time.
Well, it is. I mean, because they're doing a bad enough job with the economy right now. The economy is dropping off. It was good, and it was we had some residuals to it. But now as these unemployment numbers start to go up, and they will, and companies start to slow down, and they are, the numbers are going to go backwards.
Well, exactly right. The idea is to try to stimulate the economy. These are mixed messages to the extreme. Here's some money, now we're raising your taxes. Again, the economy has to get back to where it's churning along. And if you disincentivize people, basically, and especially with business, businesses will say, well, wait a minute. Now it's going to cost me a lot more. I've already spent so much on just trying to deal with COVID-19. A lot of businesses, you know, restaurants in particular, have gone out. They've spent thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars to put these tents outside, for one thing, for example, or come up with other ways of sanitizing, things like that. But also offices, they've had to upgrade their air conditioning systems and so forth. They've had to come up with social distancing solutions. So everybody's had to shell out a lot of money just to try to survive, and now it comes up with more taxes. It's the wrong message.
Now, Congressman Kevin Brady, who is a Republican out of Texas, he happens to be the ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, said that the Internal Revenue Service should seriously consider allowing an extension to the tax filing deadline, which right now stands at April 15th.
Well, exactly right. And I'm waiting to see what that announcement, or if they will make such an announcement. I think many Americans are looking for another extension this year, as we had last year, because, Captain, even though we're beginning to see the numbers fall, we're seeing the vaccines now being distributed in large scale, we still seem to be in about the same place we were this time last year. And also, what I believe this representative was talking about is that the IRS still is processing returns from last season. So you couple that with the influx of all the new returns that would come in. Also, they're doing the stimulus checks right now as well, and then try to get everything cleaned up from last year. It seems like an overwhelming amount of work, and the American people would benefit from having another extension, as we saw last year, in order to give people time. And also, by the way, to incorporate laws that I think went into effect with this $1.9 trillion stimulus package that actually affect your 2020 income.
Now, did you hear what Senator Chucky Boy Schumer had to say to Joe Biden?
What was that?
He told him that the Biden team needs to clean up the border crisis.
Wow. So Chuck Schumer actually called it a crisis, and he didn't check with
Chuck
Jen
Schumer,
Psaki?
Chuck Schumer called it a crisis.
Oh, my goodness, because didn't Jen Psaki over at the White House the other day tell us that we shouldn't label it as a crisis when they've already admitted that it's a challenge? I mean,
a crisis is always a challenge.
Well, sure, but again, the White House doesn't want to have, I think, that kind of verbiage out there, so maybe Schumer didn't get the memo, or maybe he just decided he'd go rogue on that.
Yeah. Now, back in March of 2011, Syrians began protesting the government of leader Bashar al-Assad. They were quickly met with a violent military crackdown by the Syrian army. And 10 years later, here we are with several factions and their international allies remaining mired in a devastating civil war that's seen 5 million Syrians flee to other countries and 6 million displaced internally. We don't even know where some of them have gone. They just moved around. And the U.S., of all things, Kyle, still has military forces present inside Syria.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, Captain, under the previous administration, President Trump would be more inclined, I think, to want to bring home the troops or get them out of that particular area, we're going to see sort of what the Biden administration is going to be all about with the deployment, continued deployment of U.S. forces in different places like this.
Well, they still have ISIS in some of those areas, those remote areas there along the border with Iraq, Syria, and Iran. I'm sorry, Iraq. And they still have Hezbollah that's mixed in there, along with the Iranian militias that's mixed in there. I mean, they got them all in there. Nobody gets along with anybody. Nobody.
Well, exactly right. But the one thing under Trump, Captain, I think, is that he was much more inclined to tell the military commanders, here's the mission, go accomplish it, you know, basically. And whereas I think with the Biden administration, it'll be a lot more tentative. It won't be so resolute, and it could end up causing us even more problems down the road.
Yeah, now I'm just looking at a number over here of 135 total legislators in the state of New York that want Governor Cuomo to either A, resign, or B, be impeached.
Yes, and that's growing. I think if you put another week on this, you know, Lord only knows what other revelations we're going to get, you know, in the next 7 days or so. And that number, I think, is going to grow. I think what happens is it starts to, you know, the evidence starts to sort of slope to one direction, and it becomes a political issue. There are going to be criminal issues, evidently, that we were talking about before, that are also going to, I think, exist even after the governor, if he were to resign or if he were to be impeached. That will also still be running. But politically speaking, it's untenable now.
Now, I haven't said a lot about this, but last night in Portland, it broke wide open again as Portland rioters attacked a federal courthouse, set fires, and bashed Joe Biden as a new president with the same imperialism. That's what they're calling him. This is Antifa. This is definitely Antifa that's doing this. And violence erupted in Portland. Rioters targeted the Mark O. Hatfield U.S. courthouse. Federal officers were dispatched to quell the unrest and included fires, windows being smashed. There had been regular protests and riots in downtown Portland since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, but this got, didn't get very much attention across the country, but it is an increase in what's going on in Portland suddenly appears.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the lesson here, too, Captain, for President Biden is that because, you know, we didn't see too many Democrats condemning Antifa back during the summertime riots and so forth because they thought that they were kind of doing their bidding. They were causing the chaos that was making it harder for President Trump, that kind of thing from the political perspective. But now that Biden's in the White House in power, this very same group, they're going after him or denouncing him. It just goes to show you can't make friends with Antifa.
Yep. And hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, I'm going to give you a little report about the Convention of States. A lot of you have heard about them and don't really know what they do. And there's some good news on their point. I got a press release from them yesterday. I'm going to tell you what they're up to. And they're moving along. May have a Convention of States sooner rather than later over the 10th Amendment. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The calls continue for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and groping. But he said again Friday he is not going to resign.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Friday called for Cuomo's resignation. They're the most powerful Democrats yet to call for the governor to leave office, saying in a joint statement that it's become clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of politicians and the public. More than 55 New York Democrat legislators signed a letter Thursday calling for his resignation as well. A seventh woman has emerged with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Former reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward, accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at...
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
In June of 1630, John Winthrop landed in Massachusetts Bay with 700 people in 11 ships, thus beginning the Great Migration. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, during the Great Migration of 16 years, more than 20,000 Puritans sailed for New England. The Puritans so believed that this new world would be free of the corruptions in their own church-state homeland. They called their colony a Zion in wilderness and a city upon a hill. Winthrop stated that the aim of the colonists was to advance the kingdom of God and enjoy the liberties of the gospel, thereof in purities and peace. In 1638, the Reverend John Davenport and Theophilus Eaton established a colony in Connecticut. Soon after, the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut was established. The order stated, "Forasmuch as it hath pleased Almighty God by the wise disposition of His divine providence, and well knowing where a people are gathered together, the Word of God requires that to maintain peace and union of such a people, there should be an orderly and decent government established according to God to order and dispose of the affairs of the people at all seasons as occasion shall require." Hopefully our republic will soon reconnect with God and the original founding principles, or forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's back in the mix again, and Kyle is with us. Kyle Warren, hello.
Hey, Captain.
I'm afraid that what Ron Edwards is asking the country to do is just not going to happen. We've turned that corner.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's very, very sad, but exactly, yeah.
We have turned that corner, and wishful thinking on the part of him, and, you know, it just is what it is, and all you got to do is look around, and you'll see it. Now, I want to talk about the Convention of States, and it was another busy week, of course, for them. They are busy out there trying to get a convention of states to either add a constitutional amendment or two, or to exercise our 10th Amendment rights as the states and nullify some of these federal laws that just are doing the states no good at all. And Wyoming, Missouri, and Wisconsin were the three states where there's been dramatic changes made to where there will be a vote coming up in the next few days or few weeks to bring the states up to the number that they need. Now, they need to have 34 states to call a convention of states, correct?
That's right, 34 states, yes.
I don't know exactly where they're at right now, but Wyoming, Missouri, Wisconsin are the next three that look like they're coming aboard. Right behind them, you've got Maryland, where they're doing a lot of activity right now, West Virginia, Hawaii, and Minnesota, where they're actively working on what's going on. And by the way, I see where their number is right now. They're at 21.
Very interesting. Yes. Yeah, so they need 34.
Yep.
And then they need 38 to ratify
yep.
whatever amendment they want to place on the Constitution. But this is a mechanism by which the states can actually go in and change with or make an amendment to the United States Constitution. It's interesting, Captain, since the Constitution went into effect, there have been about 400 conventions of states that have actually been proposed, but they've never actually been able to enact a new constitutional amendment. But you never know, especially in this era that we find ourselves.
Yeah, well, never say never, right?
Well, that's right. Well, but again, this is almost like a safety valve for, again, if things are going haywire in Washington, the states have yet another way of redressing what the federal government is doing.
Right. Now, five Chinese companies pose a threat to U.S. national security, so says the Federal Communications Equipment, or Federal, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. Now, I'll get it right in a minute. I was looking at something when I was trying to do that. I should be paying attention to what I'm doing.
I do that too.
and they designated five Chinese companies as posing a threat to national security under a 2019 law aimed at protecting U.S. communications networks. Now, the companies are, and we've heard about them before, Huawei Technologies, right?
Right, right.
ZTE, with their telephones, which I got rid of a ZTE phone once I found out that the phone actually spied on you. No matter what you did, somebody over there knew what you were doing every hour of the day or night.
Yeah, that's hard hitting. I mean, that's Americans really have to stop and ponder what does that really mean, to our national security. It means an awful lot.
And then, of course, there were a couple of other ones, but the other one that everybody may or may not have heard about is a company called Hetera, which, again, has to do with cellular communications. But the thing of it is people have to understand that the bad guys are going to do whatever they can to spy on us by whatever means they can. And I know the military at one time, if you had a ZTE phone when all this stuff started, they told you had to turn the phone off, or at some bases, depending on where you were going in, you can find out that, oh, by the way, Al is making a comment. I don't think he quite understands what the Convention of States is. He says that's so the left can hijack the Convention of States if it happens. They're not going to. They're not going to. It's,
no.
This is not a liberal issue. There are a few liberals that may be involved in it, but they are not going to do that. This is a conservative Tea Party, what's the word I want, Trump thing, Trump issue, where they want to go in. And, of course, majority does rule in these things, if they do have a convention of states. But you're not going to see a bunch of Democrats go in there. I don't see, and that's something else that started on the internet. You got to be careful what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and there's a lot of crap out there on the internet that just isn't true about this.
Well, exactly right. And but again, it would be very interesting to see if that would really come about and be able to affect any kind of an amendment. But this Chinese company story, Captain, I think is very, very important because, again, it goes to our national security. And some would say, well, when you say the word national security, you know, typically that means, military or fighting or wartime or that kind of thing. But what if, like you said, Captain, you have a phone that basically spies on you, knows what you're doing all the time, where you go, your contacts, all that stuff. That's building personal dossiers on all kinds of different Americans. And information is power in this day and age that we live in terms of the computers and how everything is networked and all your movements are somehow recorded. That's called a data shadow. And so if you're able to manipulate that information, it can be very powerful in terms of coercing people into doing things.
Al is saying that's not what he meant. He said he was asking if the left can propose amendments too. Well, if they get enough votes, they can. They have to have enough votes to propose an amendment and get it in there, and it's not going to happen.
Well, that's
there aren't enough of them. There's more of us than them in this particular case.
That's right, because you'd have to get 34 states to even say it's okay.
And there's not a bunch of rhinos involved in this either. This is the Trumpsters, the Tea Partiers, the conservatives are all in this movement, and I mean it's a big time conservative. All right, I want to talk about oil because oil dropped off a little bit yesterday, but it was only a matter of 41 cents a barrel. Brent crude down to 69.22, West Texas down to 65.61. But here's the deal: the price of gasoline went up again, $2.15 a gallon without the tax, and diesel is $1.97. Now let's see, that's 18 cents a gallon less than the gasoline. And I saw diesel yesterday for almost $1 a gallon higher than gasoline. Somebody is ripping somebody off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was driving around Southern California freeways again today, Captain, and I saw gas well over $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
In some places.
Yeah, see, they're getting us again in our wallets, and we got to stop that stuff. Okay, we'll be right back. Truckers Highway and Byron Report coming right back, Kyle Warren and I. And there's been a little bit of a change in the weather. Not for the better either. Boy, it's really going to be bad out there. We'll tell you where. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there's my uptown girl, Donna Fiducia, right there. Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don run that in Carrollton, Georgia. And hello to them if they happen to be up. Sometimes they are this time of the night. On a Friday night, early Saturday morning, because they do a lot of different things where they're moving around on the weekend, going to different events with the horses for different horse shows and whatnot. And they do all sorts of events with the horses. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Pull on in there, see what they're all about. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. And don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club. RVers, become a member of the RV Club. You can save money on your fuel, the RVers, that is. And drivers, you can get yourself a fuel card. The more you buy, guess what? The cheaper it gets for you owner-operators out there. So, here we go. We're going to have a little funk. And it's going to meet the guys in black. Here we go.
Yeah.
goodness. I'm telling you. Kyle, AC/DC meets Bruno Mars. I like that mix.
I do. That's one of my favorites.
That's one of the best ones I've ever heard done like that with AC/DC music.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to put that in the chat room so they can do a little funk over there, huh?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they need a little funk over there tonight. They're reading those darn blogs again. Got to be careful what you read for over there, boys. I'm telling you, a lot of that stuff is trash-o garbage. All righty, blizzard conditions for parts of the Rockies. Strong tornadoes possible in the southern plains. We've got a major storm system going to bring heavy snow and blizzard conditions to parts of the central Rockies and high plains through early Monday. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected across the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles into northwestern Texas, western Oklahoma, Saturday afternoon and evening. There will be some tornadoes, including the possibility of a strong tornado or two, and very large hail is going to be a lot of the main threats. Now, Kyle, you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight we are tracking a winter storm warning. This is going to be in southern Utah. This is near St. George as you head up I-15 towards Salt Lake City and Provo, that area there. Winter weather advisories up in the northern part of Utah. But also, Captain, tonight the primary issue that we're dealing with is this the big storms that are coming through, blizzard warning even in southern Wyoming near Cheyenne. This goes, winter storm warning goes all the way up through Casper, almost all the way up to the border with Montana. Also through Colorado, down the I-25 corridor, winter storm warnings there. Now this storm, Captain, is, as you've been talking about, is big. They're using words like historic, and that means one thing. If you can get in and get out of the storm, and before get trapped, that's exactly what you need to be doing. The governor of Colorado has already activated the National Guard for search and rescue missions should they become necessary. So that tells you just how severe this weather really is going to be. Extending all the way down into New Mexico, we have a dense fog advisory right now along I-25 as you head south towards Las Vegas, New Mexico. Also around Albuquerque, we have high wind watches as well as storm watches brewing there as well. So it is going to be one big storm through Colorado and Wyoming.
Well, not to be left out of the mix, South Dakota, southwestern corner of South Dakota, just south of Rapid City, I-94, you got a winter storm warning there, plus a winter storm watch out in front of it. And down below in Nebraska, northwestern Nebraska, a blizzard warning in the northwestern tip up there coming out of Wyoming. Winter storm watch out in front of it, pretty much following along I-80. If you're coming out of Colorado on I-76, you're going to have it till you get up there around the junction of I-80. And then you might be chasing it east by the looks of what's going on here. On down into Kansas tonight. A lot of rain, the lower half of Kansas, and I mean heavy rain, and some flooding going on over to the east, especially around south of St. Louis and over through Springfield and Joplin. Missouri right now has got a big mess when it comes to flooding, all the way from south of Springfield, about 30, 40 miles on down towards I-44, all the way to St. Louis. That flooding also goes into just the extreme western tip of Kentucky and the southwestern corner of Illinois tonight, so be advised of that. And then in Oklahoma, going across I-40, you've got heavy rain and flood watches all the way across to Fort Smith, Arkansas. Got heavy fog from about El Reno, Oklahoma, all the way west out to Tucumcari, New Mexico. That fog goes on down towards Plainview, Texas. And then south of Plainview, down around Lubbock and down south headed towards Midland, there is a winter storm warning down there right now in Texas. You're going to get some really bad weather. You did have some tornadoes through there, watches and warnings during the day, so that was earlier. And the fog has gotten worse along the Gulf, from Crestview, Florida, all the way up to the Alabama line and the southwestern tip of Georgia, all the way across through the Alabama on I-10, all the way straight across the southern part of Mississippi, on up about 50 miles off I-10, and all the way over to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I like to see that name because that's the way they pronounce it. If you go there, you'll find out. And then way up there in the northeast, we have got, of all things, a red flag warning in Massachusetts today, and a lot of wind along the ocean up there as well. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we're going to jump right over for just about a minute with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The big love news. J-Lo and A-Rod have split after 4 years.
Wah, who cares?
Well, the baseball team they were going to buy probably does. They were going to buy the New York Mets. Did you know that?
I did, but they pulled out of that some time ago. So, it wasn't. That part's not new.
Well, what a dope he was, because they showed a picture of this blonde that he was FaceTiming, two-timing indirectly on the Internet, FaceTiming J-Lo with this blonde that he was chatting with all the time. That's unbelievable.
It's kind of like Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, you got somebody like J-Lo, right? And why would you even think of anything else? Why? J-Rod, jeez, man. Well, we got another Bill Clinton in the mix, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. Well, it's just weird, and I had to mention that just to start off on a little different note tonight, because we do have a lot of different things going on that we will be talking about on the other side of the news, obviously, because it's one of those nights where Cuomo, what's going to happen next to him? And, of course, also, folks, when we do talk about the checks, that's the big thing. Everybody's going, well, we're going to give a check, we're going to give a check. That's all I heard yesterday. Pay attention. They've been telling you for the last couple of days. Anyway, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot you? Why shot you?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. No use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.